Hey everyone, it's Nick with Us Versus Herd. We're just getting back from a little holiday break here, and one of the things that has been on my mind lately is contentment. Contentment as a trader. And I do have to say that one of the reasons why we lose trades is because we're not content or we're not happy with the trade or where we are with the trade. Maybe you entered too early, maybe you thought that you were gonna get more percentage gain, or maybe you just thought it came too easy and realistically, the trade just didn't pan out because you held on too long, right? And I think one of the key things to being a profitable trader is being content and being realistic with your trade, your profits, your gains, and just have some sort of, you know, peace at what you're doing and being calm and collective, because, you know, options trading is extremely difficult. We are faced with a range of emotions, and one of them is not being happy enough with our trades or what we're doing with our trades, because you may see other traders, oh, I made, you know, 1,000% on this, or I made 1,000% on that, or 500%, and you feel a little left out what everyone else is doing, when realistically you have to focus on what you're doing. You have to focus on your skill level. You may not be at the skill level as those other people. You have to be realistic with yourself on what your skill level is and focus on who you are as a trader. You're spotting different things in the market. They're spotting different things in the market. Sure, it would have been great to bid on that ride, but at the same time, you're not going to be able to catch everything. You're not going to be able to watch everything. You're only able to watch so many stocks at one time. So you have to be content and you have to be at peace at what you're doing and just be happy with the results. Be happy that you're a profitable trader. There's so many traders out there that are losing. It's unbelievable. So if you're making money in the market, even though your gains are smaller than other people or comparing your trades to other people, you know, there's a lot, you know, it's options trading is competitive. People say all the time, like, oh, if you held on to this, Nick, you could have made X amount of money. Or if you held on longer, if you did this, if you did that. And at the end of the day, I have to be content with what I'm doing. I have to be happy with the trade that I put on. I have to be happy with the trade that I take off, because at the end of the day, you control your risk. You control when to put a trade on and you control when to take a trade off. You know, you can do a whole lot of different things in between, and anybody in retrospect can tell you anything. Like, oh, if I held longer, I could have done this or that. You know, it doesn't matter. If you're happy with the trade, you're happy with the gain, you know, that's fine. Take the money, rinse and repeat. You know, to hit 100% is a lot easier than hitting 1,000%, 5,000%. Sure, it does happen, like it did the other day on Amazon. You know, after the holiday sales report, you know, some of those options are up 4,000%, and you know, that would have been great if you captured that. But if you didn't, it's okay. There's a lot of opportunities in the market. You know, one example was today I traded Netflix. I bought the 327.50 calls on the dip. When Netflix sold off from 333 all the way down to 326, I bought it for 225. It was 224 a contract. So I bought it after the first 15 minute candle closed, because one of my rules is don't trade the first 15 minutes unless you're closing a trade. If you're opening a trade, typically I don't perform well on the first 15 minute candle. So I waited for the second 15 minute candle. RSI was a little bit oversold, so I went in, and obviously my timing was a little off. We were mostly there. I mean, so I bought it for $225 a contract, and it hit a low of $1.13 shortly after I bought it. $1.13, $1.10 after it. So it went from $224 all the way down to $1.10. That at that point you could be like, hey, should I average down? You know, when you're trading 0 day expirations, you know, it's a little risky, so you kind of have to hang on, and you have to know that those options are going to be they're going to be a little bit violent. They're going to range in price, especially when the options are the stock price is going all over the place, and you know, your deltas are going up, they're going down, they're kind of all over the place. So you have to kind of wait for it stabilize, because you can see here, after I put the trade on, so I put it on at like 8:45, these came at 8:47. These started to come back around. They did hit a low of like $1.10, $1.13. I could have averaged down, and I didn't. So at this point in time, when it was starting to scale back up, this trade was starting to come back to life. You know, it went from 326 up to 330. I sold for 273 a contract, so I only made 25% gain on this. And you know, I had to be happy with where I am after I sold them. So I sold them for 273, right at like 10 a.m. today. They did go up another like $80 after I sold per contract, and I could have been like, hey, I didn't get in at the right time, I didn't get out at the right time, you know, but you know, I still made a 25% gain. I'm still happy with that, because then afterwards, if you're not happy with that gain, look what happened to Netflix. It went up and then it faded the rest of the day. These contracts that I bought for $2.24 actually hit a low of 61 cents at close, and you don't want to play around with 0-day expiration. You want to take the money. You want to just be content with where you are, because anything can happen in the market. Sure, Netflix could have went up to $3.40 today. It could have been worth, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a contract, whatever. And I only made 25%, and you would have been like, hey, you look stupid for taking that 25% when you could have made 500%. But I don't look so stupid now when Netflix ripped up and then faded the rest of the day, and all the contract did was decrease in value. So, you know, more times than not, the trade after Netflix ran $4, after dipping, you know, dipped from 333 all the way down to 326 and then came back up to 331. So after running 4 or 5 points, you got to think to yourself and be realistic. How much more room does this have to go? Do you think this could go green on the day? And it could have, but at the same time, you're trading 0-day expiration. And you're also, you know, one of the things was I was happy with a 25% gain on a day trade. If you're making 25 to 30% on a gain on a day trade, you should be very happy with that. I mean, there's penny stocks traders. All those people don't even come close to that, right? Or consistently. So, you know, one of the things where options trading, one of the things that I want to do is just have consistent wins. It doesn't matter how big, how small, just as long as I'm stacking the 25, 35, or 40% winners. You know, it's a lot easier for me to hit 25, 30, 40% than it is to hit 100, 500, 1,000%, right? Sure, you can. But if you're day trading, I tend to stick to, you know, anywhere between 20 and 40% is where I like to take my profit on a day trade. Same with Boeing today. Boeing, I actually had the 330 calls for January 3rd, and I bought them yesterday for 440 a contract. So I bought these yesterday for 440 a contract. You know, this morning they hit a low of 384, so I was down like $60 at open today. And then, you know, the reason why I put the trade on is because Boeing was defending the 330 area pretty well. You know, Boeing did drop down to 329, and one of the things was with the contracts today, Boeing then ripped from 329 all the way up to 333. And a lot of the times when a stock will rip up that high in like just minutes, like $4 or $5 in a few minutes, people tend to think, you know, the greed starts to set in. They're not content because that amount of money came so easy. You know, that amount of money came so easy that they think it's going to continue, you know, because Boeing has sold off the last few days. They think, oh, this amount of money came so easy, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to hold this, right? And I bought it for 440. I sold it for 570 a contract, and it did continue to run. I captured it pretty good. I mean, I sold at 570. These hit as high as 645 today. So, I mean, I missed out on about $60, but you have to be content with the trade. When you get a chart like this, when you get momentum in your favor, You need to sell. You need to take your profits, because as you can see here, after they ripped up to 645 a contract, they just decreased in value all day long. These went back down to 395, and I would have been losing money again. You know, that's why you have to be content. Whether doesn't matter how slow or how quick the gains come, you have to be realistic with your profits. You have to be able to get out. If you don't lock those in, if you're like, oh, this came real easy, you know, this trade, you know, some trades are really easy, some trades are really hard, right? But when a trade comes together this easy, don't think that it's going to continue, because then you're going to get a chart like this where Boeing will go from 329 up to 333, 334, and then drop all the way back down to 330. And, you know, realistically, you need to be content with yourself as a trader. And this is all about, you know, your emotions, your mentality. This has nothing to do with what the stock did, because people will be like, oh, why did it go up? This really screwed me today. And then, you know, no, what screwed you is you didn't take profits on this and then it faded the rest of the day. You know, the stock's going to do what it's going to do. You know, these are just numbers on the screen. The numbers don't do anything. You put trades on and you take trades off according to the data that you see here. The stock isn't doing anything. You know, if you thought that it was going to go up to 340 and then you bag held and now you're back down to a losing position, that's your fault. That's your fault. So that's why you have to be content with the amount of money that you make on the trade. Set realistic goals and you'll be okay. So, you know, this was just a quick thing that I wanted to talk about quick on being content. One of the things that's helped me out mentally is just overall contentment, being happy. So hope you guys learned something from this. As always, stay safe, stay green. It's us versus her.